Hachette Audio presents Duke of Sin, written by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Ashford McNabb. This is for everyone who ever fell hopelessly in love with the villain. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, there was a king who had no heart. From King Heartless. October 1741, London, England. There are few worse places for a housekeeper of impeccable credentials to be caught than kneeling on her employer's bed. But two factors conspired to make this situation particularly fraught, Bridget Crumb reflected. One, that the employer in question was His Grace, the Duke of Montgomery, widely regarded as the most wicked man in London. And two, that she happened to be clutching a just purloined miniature portrait in her right hand. Really, she was going to need a very strong cup of tea after this was all over, always assuming, of course, that she actually survived the Duke's ire.
"Tell me, Mrs. Crumb," His Grace drawled in a voice filled with honeyed menace, "what are you looking for?"
The Duke was neither a particularly large man, nor what one would normally think of as intimidating. Quite the opposite, in fact. His face might have been carved by a Greek sculptor, so perfect were his cheekbones, lips, and nose. His eyes were of the clearest azure. His curling hair was the colour of polished guineas and quite gorgeous, which the Duke obviously knew, since he wore it long, unpowdered, and tied at the nape of his neck with an enormous black bow. He wore an elegant purple velvet coat over a cloth of gold waistcoat, embroidered in black and crimson. Fountains of lace fell from wrists and throat as he lounged in a winged armchair, one long leg thrust forward. Diamonds on the buckles of his shoes glinted in the candlelight. His Grace was urbane male sophistication personified, but anyone who therefore dismissed him as harmless was a rank fool. The Duke of Montgomery was as
sample complete. Ready to continue?